Black Arts, a show that brings together a diverse range of First Nations artists, writers, poets, musicians, and performers.
No more whispering in our minds.
Showcasing the power and possibility of art by and for blackfellas. Black Arts, Will Power Ui, continuing the legacy that is Let's Talk.
Kayabi Nasai Milet Lada Kikim. Ablika Kemli Uridli. What a Bomi? What a Pamina Adidu Ridley? What a Ear Atarakasia?
Which way? Welcome. It's another episode of Let's Talk Black Arts here on Triple A Murray Country 98.9 FM. I'm your host, Will Power Ui, and this is the show where I dive deep into the world of First Nations art and culture, covering things like music to storytelling to visual arts and everything in between. Today, I'm riding solo, so you have me for this episode. But nonetheless, I hope you can stay tuned because I've been noticing some really exciting things that are happening in the creative world and all the mob deadly excellence that is occurring right now. It is just so incredible. And so stay tuned to listen about what I'm noticing out there and also what you could actually go out and see for yourself as well, because there are so many events happening and I want to touch on that soon. So stay tuned. Nonetheless, we always start with a little bit of a check-in. It's really important to bring sometimes these conversations of well-being to the forefront, you know, because people can feel shame. Don't feel shame, though. I'm on air and I'm sharing how I feel almost every week, and I hope you can feel comfortable to do the same too. So let's get into the vibe check. And this week, the vibe check for me is I feel like I am honestly still in recovery mode because this is one of the biggest months on the, you know, on the Blackfella calendar with NAIDOC. And NAIDOC is just incredible. I love seeing actually all the social media posts that's happening out at the moment, because there's just so many incredible events that occur and it's just so deadly to see. And not only that, but I feel like NAIDOC is also one of those weeks where we actually have these positive moments to catch up with mob, and it's like a family reunion, and you know, it's just so great to have these moments to catch up on positive notes, because you know, it's too often that we catch up only during sorry business or sad news, and they're important, absolutely, but also I love these moments where we can just be together on a positive note and just catch up and have a big old yarn. So yeah, recovering after going to all these events, which was so exciting. And yeah, but I am here and I'm ready to share some more deadly things that are coming throughout the rest of the month, into the next month as well. And how's that? I can't believe that it's August already. Well, and can you believe how quick this year has gone? I feel like every single year it's just gone quicker and quicker and quicker. So better start on your Christmas plans now, because we're going to probably wake up tomorrow and it's Christmas time, go get your presents and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I digress. And coming back to the show, I would also like to just acknowledge before we get into it that I also want to give a shout out to the sponsors who make Let's Talk possible. So big shout out to the Community Broadcast Foundation, and also a huge shout out to Brisbane Pride. So thank you, you mob, for providing us with the resources that we need to share Let's Talk on the airwaves. And speaking of Let's Talk, you know, there are other segments of Let's Talk that you can get to know. And also, if you want to catch up on previous episodes of Let's Talk Black Arts, you can also do this by going to the AAA website. So that is aaa.org.au. And you can also tune in to AAA on the apps. So on the apps, we have iHeartRadio and the Community Plus Radio app. So, yeah. Go catch up on some other deadly things that are happening in the past. And yeah, so now getting into the show, I do want to touch on an incredible event that is happening at QPAC at the moment. So that's the Queensland Performing Arts Centre, Clancestry. Now, if you haven't heard about it, Clancestry has been happening since the 23rd of July and it goes for 2 weeks. And the focus of that is to just bring to you extraordinary First Nations storytelling, music, dance, art, and culture, and that's for all ages. So there is a lot on the lineup for this year. We've talked about it before as well, but if you haven't seen the lineup, there is what's happening here. So there's coming up on Thursday, we've got Wata, a gathering for songmen, improvising soloists and the orchestra at the concert hall. So that's all centered around classical music. Oh, and Friday, we've also got we've got Biggest Mobs happening, and Biggest Mobs is going to be deadly. Biggest Mobs is actually going to be a night of powerful and engaging high energy black music, and it's only for the one night. So if you're free, make sure you jump onto the QPAC website, qpac.com.au, and have a look to see where the tickets are. They're $25, but in the $25, for the one night only, you're going to have some deadly music coming through from Garrett Lyon, K-City, and Rudy Matoy. So there are three incredibly talented artists from the Black Beats programs, and they'll be delivering a dynamic mix of R&B, hip-hop, and pop that will move your body and stir your soul. So, I don't know, get your dancing shoes ready and get ready to shake it in, because it's going to be a big night for partying there. So don't hesitate to jump online, grab your tickets, and come along to the event. Saturday, there's lots of stuff going on as well. We've got a weaving workshop that's free. That's at the Playhouse Lounge, happening at 11 a.m. There's going to be some live street art happening between 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. That is also free. And then the Bangarra Dance Theatre actually going to... they have their performance on as well, and that's at the Playhouse at 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. And also Saturday night, that'll be epic. There's actually going to be a performance by Electric Fields with the Queensland Symphony Orchestra at the concert hall. So, yeah, if you don't know Electric Fields, then where have you been? Because they are incredible. I've actually had the opportunity to catch up with Zachariah Fielding from Electric Fields, and I actually got the chance to interview Zachariah at Big Sound last year in 2024. And it's one of the interviews that I will remember for a long time. And it's because, you know, I actually did things a little bit differently and spent most of the day with Zachariah before we actually did the interview. And it was all about just getting to know each other, understanding about what Zachariah felt was important to come across through this interview. Because I don't know if you know, Zachariah doesn't do a lot of interviews. So, you know, I felt like it was I felt it was really special to actually spend that time with Zachariah. And what I found through my interactions with Zachariah was that language is so powerful. Language carries meaning. It is a way to manifest things. It is something that can also be used for control, and it can be used in negative ways. So language is so powerful, and something that we both agreed on, which was a beautiful thing, is that us as mob and our language that we carry in our blood has beauty all around it and strength all around it. And some of the strength is the clarity in the words that we hold, and the meaning behind the words are so pure, so true, so honest, that they cannot be manipulated to be, I guess, used against us, to be construed in other ways. The language that we hold speaks truth, and it speaks honesty, and it connects to our identity as well. There's this extra level of a connection between us, our communities, and our ancestors. And so when we did this interview at Big Sound in 2024, we decided that we would start this interview in our own respective languages. And that was just so beautiful. And we decided to change up the space too. So normally in those types of environments, it would be like you're sitting in two chairs with the interview host and the interviewee, and it would be in front of an audience. And we thought, no, let's change the system. Let's make it our own. So we turned this into a little bit of a yarning circle at Big Sound, which was so deadly. And so we all sat in the circle. We sat close to the ground. We sat close to each other. And we had moments of speaking, yes, and we had moments of listening and sharing, you know, bringing in the true values of what a yarning circle is. And we found that that connection was just so special with the audience that at the end of the interview, it felt like it was something that we all needed. And I don't know if I'm explaining that right, but I hope you can understand and picture what that concept means, to be able to walk away from something feeling like it was a wholesome experience and feeling, you know, I hope you're understanding what I'm trying to express here. But, you know, this coming back to the QPAC performance with Electric Fields and the Queensland Symphony Orchestra, I don't know if you've heard Electric Fields' music, but paired with the symphony orchestra, it will be something epic. It will be something spiritual. So don't miss out. Definitely get there if you can. Tickets are between $69 to $89 at the concert hall at QPAC. But let's have a look. What else do we have? So this will go all the way to the Sunday, the 10th of August. And so we have more performances throughout Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday. Oh, look at that, by the Bangarra Dance Theatre with their new show, Illume. We've got the Art of Song happening on Friday, the 8th of August, and that is going to be another deadly event. The Art of Song is going to be something that has three powerful First Nations songwomen: Jess Hitchcock, Megan Samarden, and also Soul Child. And they come together to share their personal stories through the art of song, creating an unforgettable and intimate evening of performances. So each artist will perform solo to convey their unique narrative before joining forces to weave their stories together in a harmonious celebration of culture and voice. Now, they will also be accompanied by the evocative piano melodies of the renowned Paul Gabrowski, and this deeply moving performance offers an authentic and heartfelt exploration of identity, connection, and tradition through their music. And these women will captivate and inspire, inviting the audience into the intimate spaces of reflection and shared experience. And I think, again, that's just a testament about, and to, the power of music and the power of music for mob and the storytelling that's contained within it. And it's not just something that sounds pretty. It is something that connects us spiritually. And it's something that allows us to share our stories, not in a way that is heard, but is also felt. And, you know, personally, I think this is an event to be at, because something else that I'm also really passionate about is really celebrating, empowering First Nations women, because they are powerful, they are strong, they are the matriarchs, and their voices are just so powerful and strong, and I want to just hear, celebrate, and embrace everything that they have to offer, because they are our mothers, they are our sisters, they are our aunties, they are our grandmothers. And so if you could go to an event, I would definitely check out this event, The Art of Song, happening 8th of August, 7:30 p.m. at the Cremorne Theatre for QPAC and the Clancestry events. So I think this is the point now where we're going to go to a little bit of a break, but join us more for Let's Talk Black Arts soon.
See me on the track, way out west by Rapper's Flat. Well, you know it's town that I'm gonna stay. And I can see that Fitzroy River in my mind. And I've been thinking about all of those good times. And I remember just how sad I was the day I had to leave. And I knew that I'd be back again sometime.
It is another episode of Let's Talk Black Arts. I've just been having a yarn about all the Delhi events that are happening at Clancestry. So don't be ashamed, get up to the website qpac.com.au or jump on Facebook and have a look at the QPAC website on your socials for all the Delhi events that are happening, because they are happening for the next 2 weeks all the way up until the 10th of August, I believe. So, yeah, but moving forward, there's also some other incredible things that are really exciting that I wanted to share updates on. Now, I do a lot of behind-the-scenes work within the music industry, if you didn't know. I actually, you know, I'm on the advisory committee, the First Nations Advisory Committee for Big Sound, which I will be sharing more updates about that on. I also have been a big supporter of the Australian Women in Music Awards. And we've previously had Vicky Gordon on the line, on the show, who is you know, the CEO of the Australian Women in Music Awards. But recently, the Australian Women in Music Awards have recently announced their finalists for the 2025 awards. And, oh, I am so excited to see the Deadly representation from Mob, who are in the finalist lineup. And I've just got this feeling that we'll be taking home some awards, or rather, we'll be here to celebrate those people who are taking those awards home. but I just want to give a few shout-outs to the finalists. Now, we have a few award categories with representations, and that is also inclusive of the Tina Arena Special Impact Award. And this particular award honours the unsung champion of the Australian music industry. And one of the finalists on there is our very own Deadly sister, Nancy Bates. So congratulations to Nancy on her finalist selection for the Tina Arena Special Impact Award. Now, I've had the pleasure of catching up with Nancy before down in Kaurna Country, South Australia. And she is, we could just yarn for hours, honestly. The passion that she holds for Mob and the passion that she has within herself and the energy that she just gives out is just electric, and talented singer-songwriter. So if you haven't heard of Nancy before, I would encourage you to search up her songs. She's just incredible. But overall, I could not think of another person who is more suited to win this award. So I got my fingers crossed for the Deadly Sis Nancy there. Now, another category we have a finalist in is... where is it? Oh, here we go. The Sony Music Australian Artistic Excellence Award. Bit of a mouthful, but this award recognises the exceptional creative achievement from a female or gender-diverse artist slash musician across any genre. And Dr. Shelley Morris. Hey, I am so excited to see her there, and she is such a deadly person. I have also had the pleasure of catching up with her a couple of times, and I just admire her strength and her passion for her mob. And, you know, just that representation for regional and remote communities is just, I don't know, for me, unmatched. And she has achieved so much, and I just could not think, again, of anyone more deserving to be recognised for an Exceptional Creative Achievement Award. Because she is just so deadly. So stay tuned to see if she has won this one. So we got your fingers crossed for you, Dr. Shelley Morris. And here we go. Another person on the mob finalist list there. Creative Technical Solutions Live Creative Production Award. Now, this particular award recognizes a female or gender-diverse person working in a live production environment, making significant impact in their field. And so that includes, but it's not limited to, roles such as live sound, lighting and visual design, set design, and show producer, things like that. In the finalist lineup, we have Karen Norris. So congratulations to Karen Norris. I believe she does some work with Bengara Theatre, and also is in that lighting and visual design space. So a huge mob congratulations to Karen Morris, and all the best for the Australian Women in Music Awards and that Creative Technical Solutions Live Creative Production Award. I also hope she wins. Now, another award. We've got so much representation. I'm so excited. The Fortitude Music Hall Live Production Touring Award. So this recognises a female or gender-diverse person working in a live production or touring environment making significant impact in their field. And this includes tour operations, promotion management, tour assistant, backstage, road crew, and other related support roles. And to be very, very honest, these are the roles behind the scenes that makes things happen. Like, they just get the job done. And I know these environments can be stressful when you're in a live music environment. And so I want to just give a big shout out to everyone who works in that space, because that live production touring space, oh, I don't envy some of the work that they do, but how necessary is that? Highly necessary. But anyway, I want to give a quick shout out to the Deadly Sis Letitia Ackland, a finalist in that category. And Letitia, I've also had the pleasure of getting to know a little bit as well with some work overlapping, and just the work that she does through her production and tour company is just incredible. She is one of the hardest working people that I have ever met, to be honest. And also, not only is she a hard worker, but she is a hard supporter and engager of community, right? She's just big into her sports, and she's playing all the time, and she is just a part of the, what do you call it? She's just part of the very fabric of her community. And I, again, could not think of anyone more deserving of that particular award. So congratulations and all the best. I hope you win. And there you have it. That is all the representation of mob on the Australian Music in Australian Women in Music Awards. And you know, I just again want to recap. Congratulations, Letitia Ackland. Congratulations, Karen Norris. Congratulations, Dr. Shelley Morris. Congratulations. Also goes to Nancy Bates. So stay tuned, follow their socials, see how they did. Now we're just going to go again to a quick break, but more to come on AAA Murray Let's Talk Black Arts when we return.
What a ripper time it is to be on air for the drive show. Ian and I are very excited.
That's right, just turn us on.
We'll do the rest.
Yes, why not make better use of your boredom?
Join in weekdays 3 to 6
for the drive show.
Catch us on iHeart and Community Radio Plus.
Let's Talk Black Arts here with Will Power-Ui, and we're just having a bit of a yarn up on all of the deadly excellence that's happening in the creative world at the moment. So QPAC, with all of their deadly performances and shows through Clancestry, is happening at the moment up until the 10th of August. And also we just did a little bit of a recap on the finalists on the deadly mob who are finalists in the 2025 Australian Women in Music Awards. But now I want to give you a little bit of an update on Big Sound 2025. I, like I've mentioned, I'm part of the First Nations Advisory group for Big Sound in particular. And if you don't know what Big Sound is, Big Sound is essentially a week-long festival and music showcase for the music industry in particular. And it's one of the biggest music industry conferences and events and all that kind of stuff in the Southern Hemisphere. And it is based here on our very own backyard in Meganjin, Yuggera Turrbal country. And basically it's a takeover of Fortitude Valley with all the different music all the different venues in general. And it is just a celebration. It is a showcase. We have some daily conferences and speakers coming through. And this year is just going to be bigger, better, and deadly. So the lineup itself, so as part of my role of the First Nations Advisory Committee, it is really there to inform the Google Google program. And the Google Google program is the First Nations hub of this incredible festival at Big Sound. And the lineup, we have so much representation on the lineup, and there'll be music showcases happening throughout the week. So, you know, I really encourage you to consider coming along. Now, there's a few different ways that you can come along. You can purchase tickets from bigsound.org.au, and with those tickets, you can be a delegate and attend the conferences and the speakers throughout the day. But you can also get tickets for the nighttime events. The nighttime events is where the showcases of music happens at the different venues. And they're the cheaper tickets, and I think you can get one ticket. Sorry, you can get a ticket for one night, or you can get a ticket for the three nights. But just to give a few shout-outs of some of the artists who have been successful in getting onto the lineup. And if you didn't know, it's a pretty robust lineup. Pretty robust application process to showcase at Big Sound. They're highly sought after. So these artists have done incredible work to be able to, navigate that particular system and to put themselves forward. Sometimes it can be difficult to sort of, you know, yarn yourself up. We get that. But nonetheless, everyone who's on the lineup this year and everyone in the lineup who's been there in previous years and in future years, I believe, are incredible role models for even being able to be selected as a showcase artist. Now, just to give a quick shout out of some of the showcasing artists this year, we've got Akala Newman, and we've got Bad Juju, we've got Badass Mother, Alinta McGrady, shout outs this. She's just won an award at the Brisbane NAIDOC event. I believe it was New Artist of the Year. But either way, Deadly Sis, can't wait to see you there. Biren, he's just been killing the game as well, so can't wait to see him there as well. We've got Buddy Knox coming in. Chloe is going to be there. Charlene's Braces. I got to catch up with Charlene's Braces once. I love her sound. If you don't know her sound, check her out on all of the music streaming platforms. But Charlene's Braces, she is a multidisciplinary artist. She is a multi-instrumentalist, and she uses looping to create these beats that just sound so incredible. And she does play the trumpet, and I love hearing those horns in there. Sounds pretty deadly, so cannot wait to see Charlene's Braces at the event. Big Sound. We've got Denzel Kennedy. I recently just met Denzel, and he's a Delhi hip-hop artist from Tulma country, Ipswich, and cannot wait to see him at the event. And who else do we have? Gloves. Gloves has been having an incredible year with the release of all of these new singles. You have to check her out on socials, on the music streaming platforms, on YouTube, because her visuals and her creative behind the work that she's been releasing has just been epic. So I cannot wait to see Gloves at Big Sound. We also have Homesick. We also have Inkaby. Inkaby is a deadly young fella. He's coming over with his dad, Fluent MC. They'll be doing a block party, and so that'll be deadly. And we've got the James Range Band coming along. Who else do we have? Kait. Oh, I cannot wait to see her live. Just the vocals, so much soul. And, you know, I won't go through more, but, you know, what I will say is that in the next couple of weeks, I would love to hopefully secure interviews with some of the people who will be showcasing, so we can get to get get to know them a little bit more and, you know, hear about some of their plans for Big Sound. So it's going to be really, really exciting. Now, I did mention with Big Sound that on top of these music showcases, there is the speaking conference speaker events that are happening as well. And there is some really exciting stuff happening here. So we have a couple of yarning circles happening, panel speakers occurring, or Yarning Strong, where we'll be talking about passing the mic, not the trauma, navigating parenthood in the industry. I think that's so important to talk about. We also have different showcases, Black Loud Showcase. We have Sisters of Ghoul, or the Delhi Sisters, in the industry coming through. There'll be a Delhi keynote speech by the one and only Briggs, and Briggs will be there in conversation with Kobe D. Bad Apples Music. I absolutely cannot wait to that for that. And yeah, there'll be didgeridoo workshops. There'll be I did hear that there will be something called the Legacy Bus. So it's a bus and a full recording studio that's going to be inside there too. There will be also some local community stallholders there as well. So obviously, I think we all get the picture. This is going to be a Delhi event with many different opportunities to enjoy some Delhi music from some Delhi artists and also to connect with the community. And AAA Murray Country will be there on site doing an open broadcast. So stay tuned for that. And I'm so excited to broadcast live from this event. Now, that sort of brings us to the end of Let's Talk Black Arts for this week. So thank you for spending this time with me today. And I hope you get as excited as I am about all of the Delhi First Nations excellence that is happening right now. But nonetheless, I do want to again just touch on the amazing sponsors who make this show possible amongst many of the other Let's Talk shows. The Community Broadcast Foundation and Brisbane Pride. So thank you so much for that. If you are also looking to catch up on previous episodes, you can reach those episodes on AAA.org.au. And also, don't forget, you can also download and listen to AAA Murray Country on the iHeartRadio app and the Community Plus radio apps. Also, if you have any things that you would like to plug, any events that relate to the arts, if you're interested in coming on the show and talking about some of your creative projects, you are more than welcome to. So please reach out to AAA on all socials. You can also reach out to me on things like Instagram, and my handle is at Uwa, so that's OUI dot power, PAWA. But that's a wrap for the latest episode of Let's Talk Black Arts. And a big S all for tuning in. And can't wait to catch up next time. Until then, stay strong, stay creative, stay deadly, and yawo.
No more whispering in our mind.
Let's Talk, Monday to Friday at 9 a.m. on AAA Murray Country, the National Indigenous Radio Service and iHeartRadio. You can catch up on AAA.org.au, proudly supported by the Community Broadcast Foundation.